You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Jets are interviewing everyone and their brother for the general manager and head coaching positions. There are rumors flying all over. Who's the front runner? Obviously, it's no longer Mike Vrabel. New England Patriots hiring Vrabel. But to break it all down, to try and make it make sense, we bring in Antoine Staley, covers the Jets for the New York Daily News. Hey, Antoine, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. All right, so big picture, how many head coaching candidates are the Jets interviewing?
Well, they have more to do this week as well. It's hard to keep count, to be honest with you. As far as head coaches, Joe Brady is they requested as well. In addition to rest of the general managers as well. But yeah, they already interviewed Aaron Glenn. You talked about Mike Vrabel. I would say
I'm counting up on their website. So far, they've interviewed 5, 6, 7, 8. And you're right. We know of at least a couple of others to come. I'm counting 12 general managers. So just in seriousness, though, why so many? I get that you want to gather information, but we know there's not a volume discount here. Why is it? I can't even remember a team interviewing this many candidates.
Well, it's Mike Tannenbaum. I mean, really, the 33rd team who Woody Johnson hired to conduct the interview searches. So he casts a wide net, and they decided they wanted to interview just anybody that they possibly could. And it's still some games that I'm sure some people would like to see on there. But yeah, they decided they wanted to just interview as many people as possible. But meanwhile, you got a team like the Patriots who, started the interview process later than what the Jets did, and now they already have their coach. So it'll be interesting to see if the Jets can get this wrapped up. I assume the general manager search will probably be wrapped up maybe within the next week. The coach may wait, depending on who they decide to target, whether that be Brian Flores or Aaron Glenn or whoever that might be.
What are the criteria that you're hearing they are looking for? Let's start with general manager. Are you expecting it is somebody that has previous experience as a GM? That would be somebody like a Chris Spielman or a Ryan Grigson or one of those guys. Or are you hearing that, I don't know, maybe it is more about pairing a GM with a coaching candidate, or is it somebody from a successful who's been a successful lieutenant? That's more in the Mike Borgonzi, Ray Farmer, Alec, Halabi, Mike Greenberg, or any of those sort of guys. There's definitely two schools here in the kinds of people that they're interviewing. So what are you hearing that they are looking for most in a general manager?
Well, both of them, like, honestly, like, they think they would like to pair up somebody that has experience with maybe somebody that's a first timer, whether that be a first time general manager or experienced head coach or vice versa. So it's not necessarily, you know, they're not married to one or the other at the general manager position, but they would like to, they don't want to have two inexperienced people taking the job too, which is understandable just considering. You know, Joe Douglas, when he took over, when they hired him in 2019, he didn't have any prior general manager experience. Obviously, he ended up hiring Robert Saleh in 2021. He didn't have any head coaching experience. So I think they want to go in this time just having at least one of those guys with prior experience, whether that be the general manager or coach.
And rumors sort of flying around. Obviously, we know Mike Vrabel's now with the Patriots, but I think I was seeing some rumors even today that the Jets made a last-ditch call or effort to hire Mike Vrabel to express that interest and ask if there was any way that they could hire him. Does that tell us something about, you know, is that just specific to Vrabel as a candidate, or does that give us an idea into the kind of candidate they're looking for?
Well, I think they really like Mike Vrabel. It's just a matter of the Patriots job came available. They interviewed him right before it, you know, the job became available 2 days earlier. And obviously, once that happened, then it was kind of, I think, from what I understand, a formality that, you know, he was going to be the Patriots coach. I thought at the time, well, when Mayo was fired, everybody just automatically looked at him. And, you know, I think Vrabel did a good job, especially on The Athletic had an article about him, you know, detailing him wanting to get back into coaching and his interest in the Jets position. And I think that made people in New England a little bit nervous that he might take the job. So, yeah, I think they really liked Vrabel. But at the end of the day, it was kind of fate that, you know, the Patriots job came open and, you know, he was obviously their number one candidate.
Yeah, it did feel like the Jets were, I hate to say it, but used in a way.
Yeah,
so that Robert Kraft and the Patriots would feel pressure that you better make this move now or you're going to be facing Mike Vrabel as a head coach for years to come in the division. And, you know, it's interesting. If it was another team that Vrabel was interested in, it might have been less of a threat to New England. But that it was the Jets was, I think, just a clear, all right, you got to get something done and move quickly in New England. Another name, of course, a high-profile name that we're hearing bandied about, and he's been very, very public about it, former Jets coach, Coach Rex Ryan. What's the latest as far as Rex and the Jets?
I feel like that's going to be highly unlikely that Rex Ryan will get the job there. I know some people had already said that there's no chance that's going to happen, but, you know, from what I understand, just hearing from people, yeah, I think that's highly unlikely that's going to happen. I know Rex thinks he's the best candidate for the job, and, you know, maybe he would be, but it just seems like the organization wants to go in a different direction, especially considering, I mean, Rex hasn't coached in the NFL in almost a decade. So, I mean, and then on top of that, he wouldn't even know who his staff would be. I think he was asked that, you know, on radio last week as well. And he didn't, you know, obviously he didn't disclose it. But, you know, he also said he wasn't sure either. So I don't think that's necessarily the best of signs either if you don't know necessarily who your staff is be, especially on the offensive end. With so many things have changed since the last time he coached in 2016.
Yeah, you have to run a different offense than you ran back then, that's for sure. Talking to Antoine Staley from the Daily News about the Jets. And so if you had to predict it right now, who do you think would be the Jets, if I gave you their top two choices for head coach, who do you think that would be?
I think as far as head coach, I think Aaron Glenn is somebody that I think they really have interest in. I've been saying I think Aaron Glenn is going to be the coach. I still maintain that opinion until proven otherwise. So, yeah, I definitely think Aaron Glenn is the guy, the number one candidate there. But they do have competition with the Saints. Obviously, Glenn has some history there. He was a player there for a little bit, not as long as the Jets, but he also coached there too. So they're definitely going to have some interest as well. But and also Brian Flores, who you can also kind of tag team with Ryan Grigson, who's also, you know, working in the Vikings organization too, to be able to get those guys in there. Obviously, both of those guys have prior experience. Grigson, you know, former general manager of the Colts, Clyde Flores, former coach of the Dolphins, and then that might be a pairing that I think the Jets might be interested in. So that would be the number one and two candidates for me, not necessarily in a particular order, but yeah, I think Aaron Glenn is their number one candidate, at least at the moment. But if things fall through with that, I think Brian Flores will be a good safety net for him.
Brian Flores obviously doing an outstanding job as the defensive coordinator right now with the Minnesota Vikings, and you know, there were aspects of the job he did with Miami that were successful. But if you were a Jets fan, would you be concerned about, you know, the reputation and some of the communications issues that Flores had in Miami, in particular with his young quarterback, developing a young quarterback in Tua, and not building that confidence that allowed that player to flourish? Is that something that is a concern, or do you feel like, you know, this is the second time around and this guy's going to have learned from that?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, you can feel both concerned, but I also feel like he's my assistant too. I mean, out there in Miami, I was covering the Dolphins when Brian Flores got hired. There was a lot of optimism there. They thought that he would be, you know, sort of in the mold of Bill Belichick, somebody that he would be the head coach there for a really long time. And then things just kind of really deteriorated there. He didn't have a great relationship with Tua. I mean, that's pretty well documented. And of course, you know, despite having two winning seasons out of three, end up getting fired in 21. So, yeah, I think, you know, you're definitely concerned about that. I also think it's some concern about who he would bring in as an offensive coordinator as well. I think that was a big talking point when he was in Miami, too. At one point in time, he had Chan Gailey, you know, come out of retirement right, and become the Dolphins offensive coordinator. So I think, you know, that's the number one area you have to ask going into these interviews, especially a guy like Brian Flores. What is your offensive plan? You know, make sure you have an actual plan compared to what happened in Miami, where it didn't seem like it was a lot of plans that was moving forward with the Dolphins. And, you know, that really bit him. It really came back to haunt him as well. But I think, from what I understand, a guy like Josh McCown, who obviously Jets fans know very well from playing there, but would be a possible option at OC should Brian Flores were to get the job there with the Vikings.
Yeah, McCown seems like a real positive. I mean, he hasn't necessarily called the X's and O's, but somebody who is, in terms of developing young quarterbacks and being in a quarterback room, is someone really highly thought of, and now has been under Kevin O'Connell out there with the Vikings. So with Brian Flores, then the other name you mentioned, so Ryan Grigson potentially as a general manager. And again, I do find it interesting. There's another guy where, while there is experience, there is a guy where there were communications issues and a disconnect with the head coach in Indianapolis, where he was previously, with Chuck Pagano. And Grigson loses a power struggle there and gets fired. So, Again, is that something from a Jet fan perspective to be concerned when you look at Grigson?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people credit him. Well, you know, blame him, I should say, for like Ryan. I mean, Andrew Luck retiring. So yeah, I think a lot of people are very skeptical of Grigson as well in regards to that. In addition to, you go back and look at his draft, just you know, when he was there, they were not great. It wasn't a lot of big names that stuck around. I mean, a lot of people kind of talk about Trent Richardson, who ended up getting picked by the Browns, and you know, the Colts ended up trading for him, giving up a first round pick, and then it was just a complete disaster. Trent Richardson didn't last much longer in the league, and you know, Grigson had to end up giving up a first round pick to the Browns for him. So yeah, I think there's a lot of, you know, concern bringing a guy in like that who, one, did not draft well when he was GM of the Colts, and two, you know, had a franchise quarterback that, you know, he wanted, and I think a lot of people thought he was going to be really good in Andrew Luck, and it was once he stayed healthy, but was unable to put parts around him that, one, make him successful in the league, and two, you know, protect him just on the offensive line. So, yeah, I think you definitely should learn this with Grigson for sure.
And any of the young candidates out there that you're hearing anything about that's interesting, that, I don't know, you know, any traction on any of these names, whether that's the, you know, a Borgonzi from the Chiefs or Farmer from the Lions or any of these other guys?
Yeah, I mean, but honestly, people feel like he's ready to be a general manager. He's been the right-hand man there, Brett Veach there for a really long time there in Kansas City. Learned, you know, just the ins and outs of being an assistant general manager, helped out with scouting, and he's done just about everything except be a actual general manager of a team. So they feel like that's his next step. So I definitely think that's a possibility, yeah, too, as well.
Yeah, Farmer, sorry, is with the Rams now. Yeah. But anyway, but they just, there's so many different types of candidates that the Jets have here all over the map. So are you expecting, you know, in the case of Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh, that was putting together guys who weren't necessarily, you know, didn't have a previous connection. Are you expecting there to be a connection with previous experience between head coach and GM, or do you expect they'll hire a GM and then that person hires a head coach and they may or may not have previous experience?
It could go either way. I think they would like to have some type of relationship with the general manager and the coach, kind of what you're hearing from Grigson and also Brian Flores, who know each other and obviously work in the Vikings organization there. But yeah, they certainly could. If that doesn't work out, then they definitely could hire a general manager, and then that person eventually hires maybe a guy like an Aaron Glenn or somebody else later on in maybe a few weeks, depending on how the playoffs may shake out too, because it might be a little bit of a wait, you know, to hire a coach. But yeah, getting a general manager in, especially before the Senior Bowl, I think will be really good as well. You mentioned some of the young names, general manager wise. Like, I'll throw in one is also you know, offensive coordinator there. The Jets have requested to interview him.
Just lost you for a second. Which name was it that you're throwing in?
Joe Brady. Offensive coordinator of the Bills. So yeah, I definitely think they would like to interview him. We'll see if he accepts the interview. But yeah, they definitely would like to have him in the building or have a virtual interview with him at some point.
Switching gears, in terms of anything you're hearing, you know, in terms of the quarterback situation for next year, and in particular when it comes to Aaron Rodgers and potentially bringing him back, what's the status of his relationship, Aaron Rodgers, with the owner, Woody Johnson?
It's not good. It's not good at all. Obviously, you know, Woody wanted him benched after the week four game against the Broncos. I'm sure Aaron did not, you know, take kindly of that. And, you know, you've seen some subliminal shots to Woody Johnson, whether you talk about on the Pat McAfee show,
yep,
or just interviews with, you know, just the local media. So yeah, I have a hard time believing Aaron's going to come back there. I won't say it's impossible. I won't listen to zero, but I think if I had to put a percentage on it, I probably would say it's probably 15% that I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be back next year. It just seems like both sides want to go in a new direction, and you know, Aaron may decide he wants to retire too. It's something he's going to have to decide if he wants to come back and, you know, with the growth of being a 42-year-old player in the NFL for another season.
All right, and last one before I let you go, and sorry to sink down into the mud for this one, but the latest on Sauce Gardner and his off-field controversies, for people not following it, it looks like there's, Sauce Gardner, Barstool, accusations with a Bills fan and all this going on. Is it time for Sauce to get off of social media for a while?
Yeah, well, he's telling people that, yeah, I'm going to get off social media. I'm off social media. And this is like, get back on there. So I've not heard anything specifically from sources about that yet. I'm sure that'll come up. Yeah, Sauce messages, you know, worry about what people think on the outside. Just focus on football. I know, obviously, it's no, you know, they're not playing right now, but yeah, just get away from it as far as possible. Because, you know, sometimes you just need to get away from it because it's, you know, people engage and try to get you to bait and say certain things there. And things like the fans, you know, whether it be Jets fans or other fans of different teams, are doing a good job of rattling him. So I think at some point you just have to just get off there and just, you know, go do your thing. Go do something. Like, just get off social media for a little while. I think that'd be in his best interest, at least for, you know, maybe until the season starts, possibly.
Yeah, and for people who don't know what I'm referring to, well, you go ahead and Google it, because, yeah, the latest from Sauce Gardner on social media. Antoine Staley, appreciate the time, and thanks for stopping by. We'll catch up with you down the road.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.